two existing schools are over 76 years old and are the oldest in the district and ready to be replaced, according to Deming Public Schools Superintendent Harvey Moore. Moore says that approving the bond will not increase taxes and will go a long way for the future generations of Deming.
One of the misconceptions is that, you know, the school was good enough for me when I went there. Why isn't it still good enough? And the truth of the matter is the district spent a long time taking good care of its buildings. But the intermediate school is now 76 years old. When it was built, the WPA built it in from 1939 to 1941. And that building, although it served beautifully and honorably over time, it does not meet the needs of students today. We cannot put the technology applications in that are needed. We have some in there. You get part of the building running, the other part shuts down. And at some point, when it would cost more to renovate than to rebuild, or if it goes above a percentage, the state tells us it is more productive to build new. And we are very serious about using tax dollars wisely, and so that's what we're doing.
What do you say to voters who might say, well, I no longer have children, so why do I need to support this?
We like to remind them, as a gentleman reminded us not too long ago. He said, you know, when I went to school, someone paid the taxes for me to have a school. And even though my children are graduated, I do want to continue to support the schools for the children in Luna County. And I think that's a good answer, because it is about our future generations. It's about honoring our obligation to provide education at the highest level possible for all children.
Early voting will be held until January 30th, with the election taking place on Tuesday, February 4th. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.